Hi, and medical education podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal. Pleasure talking to you today from an absolutely gorgeous early winter day in Vancouver with blue skies and lots of snow on the ground, unusually. But we're huddled in nice and warm inside, and the reason this call is a pleasure, however, is that I have the opportunity to speak with two individuals, Elizabeth Jones and Anne Kittendorf, who are both assistant professors in family medicine at the University of Michigan Medical School. And they have a paper coming out in the February 2017 issue of Medical Education entitled Creative Art and Medical Student Development, a Qualitative Study. I appreciate how difficult it is to schedule both of you together, but I'm glad that we could find the time to chat.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Let me start broadly, I suppose, and just ask, is there one of you that came from a particular background that made creative art in medical education something that you wanted to really explore?
Well, this is Elizabeth here, and I have to say that it was mostly my role as a substitute teacher in this program that really got me interested in this creative art project that the students were doing. I hadn't experienced that myself as a medical student in my curriculum, and I was really interested in what it all meant. And so I was the original person to sort of take on the project and look at what might be interesting to study about it. And then Anne came on board and was really a driver to actually see it through, I would say.
I would reflect that as an educator, I think that I've been very intrigued through my teaching, both in the preclinical and clinical years, to understand how we can teach the more intangible lessons that we try to imprint upon our young learners as far as being excellent physicians and really enveloping the whole medical experience and not just the biomedical aspects of being a physician. And so this project was right in line with what I would have interest in as an educator.
And likely I can predict your perspective in terms of whether or not it's appropriate, but oftentimes these sorts of arts-based activities feel like they're on the fringe, and as Anne just suggested, is not the first thing that we necessarily think about when we imagine medical education. Can you tell our listeners who might have some desire to bring these sorts of activities to their own school, was there something in particular happening at the University of Michigan that enabled this effort to happen in the first place?
Well, I think there's been more attention in the past few years in medical education to think about how we develop true professionals and reflecting on different competencies. It's been a new era of thinking about how we're going to try to evaluate whether or not we're truly creating these characteristics in our learners. And so I think that the University of Michigan has embraced the idea of teaching more difficult to quantify skills to their learners, and was supportive of this program in its development and implementation in a way that allowed us to really experiment and learning how students reflect upon opportunities to use creative art as they digest different patient experiences.
And what was your hope for the project in terms of the characteristics that you hypothesized this might be beneficial activity for helping to nurture and create?
I think one of the reasons why we decided to do a qualitative study has to do with we weren't really sure what our hypothesis was. We had our hopes for what the students might be gaining from the experience. And I think through our project, we actually identified that it was much broader as far as the way that the students were engaging with the project and how this project allowed them in their professional development, not just in their reflections about working with families they have chronic illness, but also reflecting upon their own lives, their own professional development, and their interactions with their peers. And so I think that by doing a qualitative study, it allowed us to open up the floor to our learners to understand more instead of actively working with a hypothesis to try to prove the hypothesis, was more to understand the experience of our learners.
Great. And Elizabeth, you said that you had an active role in creating this process, and I just realized that we've been talking very abstractly about arts-based activities. Can you tell us a bit about specifically what happens at the University of Michigan and more about the context within which this exploration took place?
Absolutely. So the broader context is a program for preclinical students in their first and second years of medical school that was called the Family-Centered Experience, where students would be paired and go to volunteer patients' homes, actually, several times, and have discussions about chronic illness.
so they would work with the patients and with the patients' families. And we would have discussions about that in small groups. But additionally, at the end of their first year, they were tasked with creating what we called an interpretive art project. And that was groups of 3 to 4 students who are not from the same volunteer family that were tasked, it was a required project, tasked with coming up with any sort of project that could relate what they felt was the experience of illness. And so students would come up with all manner of projects. There were static art, photos, collages, sculpture. There were digital shorts and films that were made, and then also live art, which was presented at an annual reception that was attended by, you know, many faculty, students, deans, and the patients themselves.
And I feel very confident in imagining this situation, that there would be considerable variability in the readiness with which different students engaged in creating an interpretive art project of this form. What did you find your team having to do to try to build some enthusiasm or engagement to do this with some thought rather than just going through the motions?
Well, I think this seems so out of left field for a lot of our learners that initially when you approach the project and describe the project, there is some confusion as far as how it will fit into their professional development. But certainly I think by us being very authentic at outlining the importance of this project, and also in our small groups reinforcing the themes that we're trying to get across to often young learners as far as what it is like to deal with chronic illness, as far as the different levels of loss that patients and families may go through, or feelings of stigma, for instance. And so I think they learn to embrace the idea that chronic illness is its own challenge and its own journey, and then working one-on-one with patient families. I think that these learners have really come to embrace an understanding of really giving reference to the experiences of these families that they've known so well. So along with that, through the experience, they bond with their peers, and then when we get to the reception itself, there's true pride when these students are presenting their pieces. And there's then a retrospective, I believe, and I think our paper shows, a retrospective appreciation of how their professional self has developed through the interactions with their peers, with their families that they've been assigned to, and really reflecting on their own goals with this project as well. And it's amazing as you read through our paper and understand what it meant to these students to present their art in front of their families, who are also invited to the reception, as well as to their peers, and also seeing how some of their peers have extreme talent in this area. And I think it really gives true voice to students who have particular abilities in this area as well. And I think that when they're able to display it to their colleagues, it really helps to further the sense of importance of a subject such as reflection on what we're learning.
And this is Elizabeth. I did want to add one thing. You used an interesting term of the buy-in. And I think one thing that did come up during my interviews with students was the importance of the fact that the project was required, actually, because there were many students who stated that they weren't sure, you know, about the project and what it would mean to them. And only through going through the process and then reflecting back on it did they realize what they were able to gain from such an experience. And so that part was actually critical to make it a required experience.
Right, thank you. I want to delve a little bit more deeply into some of those things that you were hearing from the students and the way they described their experience. But just before I do that, can I ask, is there a particular example of a project that stands out to you as being highly representative or particularly powerful in terms of illustrating the sorts of things that your students came up with?
Sure. I think one that I think about right off the bat would be a static piece that was set up on a table, and it was several different photographs that, when looked at from the side, looked like different parts of a person's face. But when you would come around to the side of the table and look at it en face, it was actually a whole person together. And it really, what the students were trying to get at was sort of how many things, actually, they had multiple layers to this, but the first thing they talked about was how through the medical process, a person can start to feel like they've been picked apart into different diagnoses. and how medical professionals might see them that way, but that when you turn, you know, they're a whole person and what that might mean. And they had a lot of different stories from their volunteers about that and how that impacted them and how they might see themselves as a medical professional moving forward and how they were able to internalize that. And it was just a beautiful representation visually of that idea.
That, I think, is a very interesting example in terms of breadth of themes that seem to be come out of your data. Mm-hmm. The dimensions that seem to be covered include everything from people reflecting on their own past experiences to how art might influence them to, you know, community and collaboration and even a bit on human dimensions of illness. And I'm wondering if I can ask you to sort of choose one of those and give us a deeper sense of what students maybe didn't anticipate when they went into this and the things that they seem to feel most strongly about having experienced while they went through this process.
This is Anne, and I can reflect slightly on that, that it did come through with our interviews with the students how many were surprised that their project meant so much to them in the end. And again, it goes back to reflecting on your idea of buy-in. You know, we take these learners who come from fantastic backgrounds who have developed skills, and in static medical education, we ask them to divorce themselves from these passions that they may hold or these hobbies or these true talents. And I think that on one level, it allows students to reconnect with the things that make them whole and also allow them to reflect on medicine and its multi-dimensions instead of just biomedical memorization of facts. And I think that students were in this mode of a more typical biomedical model, and in the middle of their first year of medical school had the opportunity for the first time to tap back into what makes them a whole person. And again, it felt coming out of left field, I'm sure, for some students. But the reflections that we were able to hear from our interviewees at the end of the project, that they had come full circle and had truly learned to embrace how important these reflections could be in their artwork.
And that is a nice segue, I think, into the last question that I'll ask you both to answer, actually, which is, you've seen a number of benefits, and I would imagine that there's some variability even within your class in terms of the positivity of students coming out the other end. As you've continued to evolve this program, think about others who might want to do similar things at their schools, what would you say is the most important piece of advice that you would give to educators to try to set them up to experience the positive perceptions and experiences that your students have indicated?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is Anne again. And I think one thing when we think about medical education and the way that we've always tried to teach our students, we'll recruit people who do have more of a creative approach to medicine, and it takes many different talents to be an excellent physician. And I think it's interesting how we never truly ask the depths of organic chemistry that we ask our medical students to memorize. Maybe that's not a particular skill set for some of our students, but we never reflect on whether or not that's a valuable use of their time, perhaps. When we're talking again about the more difficult to teach and assess topics such as professionalism and engagement with patients, I think that it really can allow some of our other students to shine. So one thing I would think of is think about how you want to provide a multidimensional education to your students to really impact whatever talents they're bringing to the field of medicine. And I think this is certainly one way you can do that and value what the skill set is that students can bring.
Yeah, this is Elizabeth. I think that's very true. I think I would have two things to add. The one is that this is something that requires buy-in from the faculty. You generally would need, you know, a champion, someone who's passionate about it. And then secondly, I think you need a lot of faculty development around this in order to help your teachers teach it, essentially, so that they feel well supported. And then secondly, I think the other way to think about this is how you can use art to allow your students to reflect on their experiences. And that can be done in a lot of different experiences. I think that what we saw here was the things that we're teaching when we work with patients with chronic illness isn't something that you can exactly test. It's not a multiple choice type of thing. And it's hard to understand what students are gaining from those types of experiences. And by allowing them to have an explicit reflection on it in this way, it really gives you a different dimension of understanding of what your students are learning. And I think it makes that teaching experience also more fulfilling.
That sounds great. And both of your responses highlight, I think, the value of thinking about this in a more holistic or integrative way for the program as a whole, and rather than treating these sorts of activities as a one-off that gets thrown in, imagining how it fits with how we select students and how we get our faculty on board to continue developing these qualities that you're very positively and productively trying to promote. So I'll end by congratulating you on this effort, and we'll reference our listeners to the paper itself so they can get more details. It's entitled, again, Creative Art and Medical Student Development, a Qualitative Study, and you'll find it in the February 2017 issue of Medical Education. Thanks, Elizabeth and Anne, for taking the time to chat with me. I look forward to hearing how this continues to evolve.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure. Thanks.